Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about one of the major pain points for AI, and that is energy and how much energy is required to run the processors and AI models. And some companies, including Amazon and Meta, have thought of some clever ways to help with that problem, including trying to build data centers right next to power plants, but they've hit some snags. Jaden, what do you know about all this?
Yeah, this is a topic I've been really interested in. We recently had some news that Microsoft was striking a deal to get one of the nuclear reactors on Three Mile Island up and running again. And so that project seems to still be going. They don't seem to have really slowed down specifically that Three Mile Island one with Microsoft. However, Meta and Amazon have not had such good luck. So there's a ton going on with nuclear. We're going to break all of this down. Before we do, what I wanted to say is if you're interested in making money with AI tools or growing and scaling your business with AI tools, I would love for you to be a part of the AI Hustle School community. Jamie and I just recorded a 20-minute super deep dive video that we don't publish anywhere else on a podcast, but it's here on the school community, about how to become an AI consultant in your industry, how much to charge people we know that are charging $20,000 for a speaking engagement, how they're able to do that, how much I personally am charging, how I'm actually personally doing this. So we go really deep into this. If this is something that's interesting to you, or we have like dozens of other videos and topics and conversation things in here that we've released exclusively. We'd love to have you a member of the community. It's $19 a month. We'll probably increase the price to $100 a month in the future. But for now, if you get it at this price, you can lock it in and it won't ever be raised. 200 members that are all sharing their experiences, will give you feedback and help you with whatever you're working on. So it's an amazing group, pretty exclusive. We'd love to have you as a member of it. But let's get back into what's going on with nuclear. So what I think is really interesting here, two big deals. Number one, Amazon. Number two, Meta. I think Amazon is in slightly bigger trouble. Meta, honestly, is kind of funny. I don't know. I hate to... It's pretty funny, okay? So here's the deal. Right now, all of the big tech companies, they want to be more green and environmentally friendly, right, with their energy source. And that's a noble goal, noble ambition, right? So Microsoft specifically, because of AI and how much energy AI uses with this like Three Mile Island nuclear reactor, they're trying to get like brought back online to power one of their new AI data centers. They said like literally because of AI, it uses so much more power that they had these goals of being like energy, like all clean energy by like 2030 or 2040 or something. And they're like, yeah, we're way behind on our goals. Like we're really on track to do it. And then because we need so much energy from AI, it just like smoked us. So Microsoft was in trouble and they're looking to nuclear to help them, right? And I think a lot of these other punk companies and players are doing the same thing. And maybe that's because of ESG scores in the stock market or just corporate governance or just, you know, trying to do good for the environment or whatever. Like there's lots of different reasons why they're doing this, but this is kind of their big focus. Also just the fact that there isn't even enough energy to power, like not just what we have today, but in the next 10 years where AI goes, like there's not enough power. We need to figure out how to get more power. So this is what they're all trying to grapple with. The problem is it seems like they're doing this for environmental reasons, which is awesome, but it's also environmental reasons it seems that's kind of biting them in the butt. So the one that was kind of funny to me is Meta. They were really hoping to be able to get essentially an AI nuclear or an AI facility, a data processing facility built right next to a nuclear reactor, but it got blocked because the island that they were trying to build it on, or the place that they were essentially, Mark Zuckerberg, he was talking to their staff in an all hands meeting. He said one of the big hurdles was that there was the sighting of a rare bee species on the land that they were trying to build this facility at. If you read about this on TechCrunch, TechCrunch is quick to tell you that many bee populations are currently fragile after decades of exposure to pesticides. So essentially, because of the environment, like they're trying to do clean energy for the environment, but because of the bees, they got this whole project shut down, which is kind of brutal. I'm not sure your take on this, Jamie.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah, I mean, I feel like nuclear energy would save a whole lot of animals in the long run, and you know, carbon dioxide, all that stuff. I mean, I feel like, yeah, that's interesting. But I'm guessing there's someone out there who is fighting against. I think there's money involved. That's all. I don't know. We'll see.
Yes, this is a good point. There always is money involved. Yes, this is a great point. I think that with regulators, there is a environmental bee person that's an expert that is going to charge a lot of money to help locate the source of this rare bee and transport it to a new safe location. So you're right. There's probably a lot of money involved in this when there's billion-dollar nuclear projects getting approved. So yeah, I don't doubt that, you know, Meta's gonna be able to figure out how to make this happen, but they got to figure out the bee problem. So that is the current snag. Amazon's problem is a little bit trickier and worse. So Amazon is also building a new hyperscale data center, and this is for powering all of their AI features as well. They were going to build it right next to a nuclear power plant. This is also what Meta wanted to do. Theirs was near Susquehanna, Pennsylvania. The problem that they ran into was their goal was essentially to have the plant right next to the nuclear power plant and plug in directly. So the power is coming directly from it, not off of the grid, but just straight in to it. And so when that happens, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the FERC, essentially it oversees all of the electricity and natural gas grids. They voted, which was interesting because the vote was 2-1. So there's only three people essentially that are blocking this potentially billion-dollar deal. This is just interesting to me. I don't know. Maybe that's normal, but to me, it seems weird that three people are in charge of approving like billion-dollar things. So there's not more people that make that vote, but whatever. It was voted 2-1 just a few days ago that essentially denied the expansion of an existing data center. So they're not even trying to build a new one. They already have one. They're like, hey, can we make this a little bit bigger? And can we plug right into the power plant? And they said no. And their main concern in the case was that customers or other people attached to this grid, we're going to have lower reliability, burnout or brownouts and blackouts. What's interesting is it's not like this nuclear facility was directly supplying customers and they were concerned about that. They were just concerned that the overall grid, if this nuclear power plant was giving more energy directly to Amazon, like Amazon would probably get it first and whatever they had left, they would be sending off to the grid. So they're just worried that their grid in general didn't have enough capacity, which is interesting. I think if that's the case, like if one facility could cause your entire grid to have blackouts and brownouts, we just need to increase energy production. So however people want to do that, solar, wind, gas generators, or diesel. I know that's probably not a popular thing to say, but that is how a large portion of the energy in the country is created. So I'm no expert on this, but whatever we have to do to create more energy, I think if the risk is brownouts and blackouts, we obviously have to figure this out. And in any case, I think nuclear is the best way to go. It's clean, it's fast, you could scale it up a lot. So yeah, I'd also be curious to see if the nuclear facility could increase production in any way, or if they could build facilities nearby. I don't know. I think it's a kind of an interesting thing. It's obviously, again, a lot of regulatory stuff, a lot of voting and committees and, you know, interesting stuff that can happen. Well, there. But,
and to me, it's also like, what about they're concerned about the supply, but is the demand even there to meet the supply? Or, you know, is one of these big corporations like Amazon going to say, oh, well, you know, we're connected to this nuclear plant, but, you know, only 20% of it is going to be used for AI because, you know, there's not as much demand as we thought. So we're going to use the other 80% for our regular data center and just kind of get free power or really, really decreased, you know, power costs. I don't know. I feel like it almost seems too early to tell to make these giant, nuclear contracts with you know, power plants and things. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
I think you have a good point there, Jamie, which is that right now we're seeing like a lot of these big AI players, like they can see how much they need to scale up AI. So they're trying to just go find existing nuclear power plants. And they really just want it for the, like, to say they use clean, green energy or whatever, because they know they're going to get roasted if it's like, we 10x'd our power and we're just burning coal for it. Like, they know they're going to get roasted. These are like, these are the kings of, I don't want to say virtue signaling, but, you know, sometimes the big tech companies come off across that way a little bit, right? And so bad PR, bad for their public image. So they want to go build it next to the nuclear power plants, but it's not like they're building a new one. They're not adding more power to the grid. They're just like, we need to take more. So I think at the end of the day, nuclear is a great solution, but you have, it probably has got to be new plants built from scratch. Now, the problem is that's going to take years and years to build them. So we're in a bit of a conundrum here. It's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out. We definitely need more energy. It'll be interesting to see how we get it. Whether we like it or not, these big companies need it. They're going to get it. So it'll be interesting. And I just hope we don't put too much regulatory hurdles in the way from them, you know, building facilities because of bees or other things like that. Like, I really hope we could just get it figured out in a straightforward manner. We'll see. If you enjoyed the episode today, we would love for you to leave the podcast a review. It makes Jamie and I so happy. We read all the reviews. They warm our hearts. We try to answer questions that we see in reviews. So if you got a question, drop it in a comment. And again, make sure to go and join the AI Hustle School community. We'd love to have you as a member. We are sharing juicy stuff every single week. We'll catch you next time, and we hope you have a great day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.